Alarm Force High School Hysteria, presented by Cleveland Clinic Sports Health on ESPN 850. WKNR.
Aaron Goldhammer with you. Final in Region 5. The winner of our featured game, guys, is going to play Kent Roosevelt. They beat Ellett 24-7 elsewhere. Kenston has now gone up on Talmadge 26-16. Daryl Richards, 4 total touchdowns on the night. Back to New Philly and Aurora. Here's Dino and Kenny.
That game likely going to be a Canton Central Catholic next week, either New Philadelphia or Aurora to face Kent Roosevelt.
And on the kickoff after the touchdown by New Philly, another flag on Aurora. Mistake after mistake after Phipps are just killing the green men. And you can't fumbles, interceptions, and penalties. You can't have a lot of those and expect to win in the playoffs.
You just wonder how many more miscues can Aurora dig themselves out of. It seemed like they had done so with that touchdown, but New Philadelphia coming right back. We'll get you that drive summary in a second. First and 10 from the 18 after the penalty. Bolus will give it to Quinn, and Quinn will take it out near the 20-yard line. Very short gain of 2 as we approach 3 minutes to go in the game. That was a 1-yard touchdown run by Jamal Johnson, his third of the game, on a drive that was ignited by the 38-yard run by Justin Ward. We look at a 2nd and 8. Bolus quickly, fake handoff, looking to throw, has all kinds of time. Now he's under pressure. Bolus will roll right. He's got some running room. He's ahead to the 20, to the 25, and will go out of bounds wisely near the 26-yard line to bring up a 3rd and short. And again, we salute Country Club Builders and Remodelers for custom kitchens and baths, decks, windows, doors, and more. Contact George Baylog at Country Club Builders and Remodelers at 330-562-5636. Bolus gets about 5 on that run. It'll be 3rd and 3 for Aurora at their own 25 with 2:47 to go.
2-down territory here. You can't punt, so you have to pick up these yards on the next 2 plays if you don't get it here.
Quinn to the left of Bolus. It's a 3rd and 3. Bolus on the option. Pitches back to Quinn, back at the 20. Quinn's got room to the 30. 35. He's to the 40. To the 45, 50. And finally out of bounds at the New Philadelphia 44-yard line on what looked like it was going to be a disastrous option. Instead, Zach Quinn gets it into Quaker territory.
Quinn may have picked up the yards, but credit that play to Bolus and his mastery of being able to handle the football, read the defense, and at the very last possible second, make the pitch, and it was about a 6-yard pitch out to Quinn on the option, who picked up a huge first down.
And now all of a sudden, with 2:35 to go, Aurora can go back to the triple stack. Bolus on the option again. Pitches right to McVay at the 40. McVay to the 35 and brought down by Dakota Hill, close to the first down at the New Philly 34-yard line. Again, Bolus showing you that mastery of the option, this time going to the right side, and Jake McVay gets 10 for a Greenman first down.
What did Coach Mahalik tell me before the game that he thinks could be the difference? The athleticism of his quarterback, his ability to run it, read it, pitch it, and throw it, and we're seeing Bolus execute the option to perfection here on this drive.
2:28 to play, 4th quarter. New Philadelphia 32, Aurora 29, out of the triple stack, first down. Quinn will get the carry to the 32, to the 31, to the 30-yard line. He gets 4 tough yards on first down, and it looks like Aurora is going to spend a timeout with 2:20 to go in the game.
So looking back on that big run by Quinn, 33 yards on the option pitch to Quinn, 10 yards by McVay. And they mark the ball now down at the 30-yard line. So give Quinn 4 yards on that last carry. And let's check in with Aaron Goldhammer.
All right, guys, in Region 6, Westlake and Mansfield-Madison still tied at 7. It is Westlake ball at their own 32-yard line with a minute 35 to go. Westlake, again, had not been in the playoffs for 23 years. We're rooting them on. We'll keep you posted. Let's get it back. New Philly and Aurora, here's Dino and Kenny.
And we remind everybody, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. A good coach teaches sportsmanship, sets positive examples, and stands by players, not just for their athletic skills, but their academic ones. Liberty Ford like to recognize these coaches and call one of them Coach of the Year. If you think your high school football coach has what it takes, go to LibertyFord.com or like Liberty Ford on Facebook. Nominate your coach for a chance to win and bring home $5,000 for your team. second and six out of the timeout. From the new Philadelphia 30-yard line, Bolus on the pitch out. Here's Jake McVay, left side to the 30, 25-20, and McVay finally brought down near the 16-yard line. Trying to see who made that touchdown-saving tackle. It was Jesse Candle, the cornerback, who prevented Jake McVay from scoring, but it's first and 10 Aurora near the 16-yard line.
A 14-yard run by McVay to set up a first and 10 at the 16 in the red zone.
Back on the ground, McVay sidestepping to the 15-yard line and then stonewalled there for a one-yard gain as we go under 2 minutes to play here in Aurora. Zach Quinn will return. Matt Gardner, the second tight end, will come back in, second and nine. But you mentioned it, Kenny, when New Philadelphia was driving. If you leave 3 minutes or so on the clock, Aurora can still use the ground game.
And that's what they've done here. They haven't thrown the ball once on this drive.
And we've got a stoppage in play here as we look for a second and nine at the 15-yard line. Somebody for New Philadelphia and just needed their chin strap rebuckled. The official's nice enough to do that. And we go back to action here. Rodgers, Quinn, McVay in that triple stack. It'll go to Zach Quinn. Nope, Bullis will keep it inside the 10. He's inside the 5 and close to the goal line, not quite in, but it'll be a first and goal just inside the 2 as George Bullis' mastery of the option continues. Aurora knocking on the door, first and goal.
Great job again of ball handling, ball faking, protecting the football, reading the defense, making the cut, picking up the first down, and setting up a first and goal at the 2-yard line.
It's a timeout taken by New Philadelphia with a minute 25 to go. It's something even, Kenny, as simple as Zach Quinn's ability to sell it because he plunges forward and goes ahead so strongly, it makes the defense commit. Let's check in with Hammer during this timeout.
All right, guys, Steve Slocum, a touchdown run for Perrysburg, and suddenly we have a game at Avon, the 4-5 matchup in Region 6. It's the Eagles 14, Perrysburg 11, with about 4 minutes to go. Let's get it back. New Philly and Aurora. Here's Dino and Kenny.
All right, Hammer, so out of this timeout with a minute 25 to go, first and goal at the 2.
This drive started at their own 18-yard line with 3:18 left to play in this football game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 consecutive runs by Aurora, mixing it up. Quinn, Bolus, McVay, Quinn, McVay, McVay, Bolus. You don't know who's going to carry the football. The balance with their running game is unbelievable. The ball handling outstanding by Bolus. Now they need to finish it off, first and goal at the 2.
Rodgers will be the fullback. They've got Janik in there as well. On first down, they give it to Zach Quinn at the goal line and in for the touchdown. The senior, Zach Quinn, punches it in from 2 yards out, and Aurora back on top, 35-32 with a minute 21 to go.
In less than 2 minutes, they go 82 yards all on the ground to regain the lead. An unbelievable drive by Aurora. Point after touchdown coming your way right now.
Big for Melchiori here if he can get it for a 4-point edge. Good snap. The hold is good. Melchiori's kick looked like it was partially blocked, and it's no good. So that leaves the deficit at 3 for New Philadelphia. 35-32 Aurora with 1:21 to go.
That is a costly missed extra point because with the wind at their back, New Philadelphia now, all they need is a field goal to force overtime. If he makes that extra point, they have to go the distance and get into the end zone for a touchdown. But because of the missed PAT, now a field goal ties this football game. And we've seen Caleb Beans throw the football very well, especially with the wind at his back. That's what he'll have here, and that will also help the kicker possibly with the wind at the back, maybe give you an extra 5 or 10 yards where you can attempt the field goal.
9 plays, 82 yards, capped off by the Quinn touchdown run. That drive summary presented by Country Club Builders and Remodelers for custom kitchens and baths, decks, windows, doors, and more. Contact George Baylog at Country Club Builders and Remodelers, 330-562-5636. Melchiori will kick it off. You've got Jamal Johnson and Justin Ward back deep to receive. Melchiori has put a couple out of bounds in this game when he's kicked it off going right to left with the wind in his face here. We'll see. You'd obviously like to pin New Philadelphia back deeper than that. As he approaches the football, it's a squib kick, and it's bobbled at the 30, and Dakota Hill will pick it up and immediately goes to one knee at the 31-yard line as he slipped. That's where New Philly will take over as we check in with Hammer.